Yeah, I mean, my reps are obviously limited because of the role that I have on this team, but, you know, I'm very in tune throughout the week, very preparing like if something were to happen, that I would be the next guy up to play. So I think that's how it needs to continue to be for the rest of the season. I want this team to be doing as well as possible, and I think Brian has been doing a great job the past couple weeks. And I mean, there's been a couple times where we've really felt like we've been down and out. At the same time, as an offense, as a defense, as a whole team, we've kind of rallied back around and made strides later in the game, which is good for us. So, really, I mean, we're sitting here and we want to try and improve our record week by week. And this week's big for us. We need to get a division win. I mean, every situation is different. Obviously, I think when Mike says that, he's not getting every single rep of the plays in practice. So he could get in there on Sunday, and he hasn't repped these all week. I mean, obviously, he sit there, and you see him on paper. You see him on your playbook, on your iPad. You know how to call the plays and everything. But at the same time, you didn't get a chance to rep that against the defense during the week. That does leave a little bit of a gap. So as much as it is saying that you need to be ready, it's not going to be as fluid, obviously, because you're getting less reps. I think in my time here, the way that I've kind of looked at it and the way that I've handled it has been through this process, through this time that I'm not playing, I still need to try and continue to elevate my game, whether it's just being able to come out on the field and be a lot more comfortable in everything that we do as an offense, drops, still continuing to work on accuracy, arm strength, everything among that. But I think every situation, the guys you named, people that come in the league every year is rookie quarterbacks. Some guys sit, some guys jump in right away, and it's kind of different every place. But at the same time, there's no perfect, exact formula on how each guy comes in. But I think in the time that you are off the field, you just need to try and make the most of you being in the system, being here, and just making the most of your time in this building. This is for Charlie Dina, the kid in Houston, who's been over the past couple years a close family friend of mine that had a form of pediatric cancer in my Heisman year, and met him at the beginning of that year, and luckily we've kind of kept our relationship going and still talk a lot. He's doing a lot better. He's in first grade now. He's back in school, back in kindergarten. I've watched him go from having a bald head straight out of the hospital, cancer free, to now back still cancer free, and with full head of hair, going back to school, living a life that every kid wants to live. So, I mean, just a really close friend of mine, and somebody really close to me.